able to see himself healed, he was able to see Jesus doing the healing. I wish I had somebody. You got to understand something. You got to see stuff. You got to be able to have faith in God that he can do stuff that you can't do yourself.
We know your hearts have burned within by the message of Living Word Ministries. Living Word Ministries of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. Our church is located 1401 Welch Street, Natchitoches, Louisiana. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Again, Post Office Box 968, Campy, Louisiana, 71411. Our service times are 9:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship and Bible study on Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. We would love to see you and hear from you. Our doors are open. Living Word Ministries radio broadcast can be heard every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11:30 a.m. until 12 noon. Continuous blessings. Pastor Altoria Holden Sr. and Living Word Ministries, thank you for your support.
Oh, he's a wonder in my soul.
I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all I do.
Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you afresh for this wonderful opportunity to study your word. We pray that your spirit will meet us and tell the truth that we're teaching today, that every hearer's heart might hear and understand your word. We pray that you would reveal your principles, that we might practice them for profit, giving you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Give the Lord another hand of praise. Amen, amen, and amen. A little quick refresher. We're talking about basic Bible study, understanding the Word of God, knowing that Proverbs 4 and 7 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. And that's so important. And as we recap our first point, the wisdom in the Word, certainly we want to make sure that when we study the Word, that we get insight from the Word. Insight is so important, because the insight from the Word of God, from the wisdom of God, helps us to navigate through our circumstances and situations with the correct mind, which is the mind of God or the mind of Christ, in every situation we deal with. When there are times we don't know what to do, we don't know how to enter in and how to come out, we don't know how to answer, Everything we have need to know is in the Word. What is not yet revealed, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost, who is our teacher, in that same hour will reveal to us what we ought to say. But it begins with having a knowledge and understanding of the wisdom of God. So insight helps us, and it's the foundation, fundamental principle, because from that insight, we are able to glean and gather instruction. Point number two, instruction. Insight helps us to look for instructions, because the instructions in the Word of God is there, again, to help us understand what it is God wants from us. So when we understand the insight, we understand that He's leading us to the instructions, and thirdly, to inspire us. The inspiration that comes from the mind of God inspires the inward man, the inner man. It inspires the real you underneath the skin, not the flesh. The flesh and the spirit, they war against each other. But your spirit man needs something from God. He needs soul food, real food, not cabbage and greens and pigtails and all that. He needs soul food, and that's where the wisdom in the Word comes and feeds that spiritual man underneath the skin. So that inspiration is what inspires him, that inspires us, that gives us ideals, that gives us guidance, that gives us incentives, etc., etc., etc. We're inspired by the Word of God to move from where we are to the place where God would have us be. We are inspired to take the next step. We are inspired to be confident in the Word of God, in the will of God, and in the way of God. So that inspiration comes from the wisdom of God. And so it's important for us to understand, when we're studying the Word, we're not just reading the Word. We have a purpose, a particular end to our studying. And so when we enter the Word with that understanding, I want to know the wisdom in the Word of God, because that is God's divinely written word or revealed mind to man. Now, if God took the time to record those things that are important to Him, don't you think we need to take the time to study it? Take the time to discover it. Take the time to say, God, it is worth everything I am or hope to be to understand what it is you truly desire of me, your creation. And so that's why the wisdom in the Word is so important. Now we move to the working of the Word, because the working of the Word is the reality of the Word becoming what God wants it to be in your life. Now, again, all of us really truly get excited, not necessarily at the working of the Word, but at the win through the Word or from the Word. See, in other words, everything that has a win for us, we're in. We're in it to win it, right? And when we think about what we get in the end, well, what's in it for me? Well, see, that's one of the things that you'll know. What God has prepared in His Word is for you to win. And you get the win from the Word when you learn how to operate in the Word. But you learn how to operate the Word from the wisdom of the Word. So now we're at part two, the working of the Word. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, our first point under the working of the Word is that we must research and expose, again, the purpose and the plan and the promises of God. We must research to expose it. Why are we researching it, and why are we trying to expose it? Because here's what we need to know. It's one thing to hear what somebody else says. It's a whole nother thing when your spirit man knows this is what God says. So when you research the situation, when you go into the Word and you want the Bible to be your basis for understanding the Word, for understanding the plan, for understanding the purpose, for understanding the promises, you research the Word and see what God has to say about everything concerning His plan, His purpose, and His promises for your Word. Now, those principles seem to repeat, but the reality is they're not repeating, they are reinforcing. From step one to step two, the wisdom tells you what you're looking for. The working of it puts what you're looking for in action. All right? So you begin to realize, I am working the principles. I am working what God says work. When I work it, it will work for me. And so I need to research and expose all of the plans and the purpose and the promises of God in His Word for me. Why? Because when I understand the purpose and when I understand His plan, then His promise is fulfilled in my life, and many times a whole lot sooner than it would be if I didn't understand those principles. But more than that, how much am I missing because I've never taken the time to research to see what He has for me? I mean, how many of us, honestly, and I want you to be honest, you ain't got to raise your hand, just think about it, have gotten insurance policies and have never taken out time to read the full policy? To really know, which they may have told you the basic things that your policy covers, but they may not have told you how they operate. They may not have told you that that policy is subject to this change or to that change or to this situation. And so when you have a situation and you go and think that you're covered, you discover you're not covered. Why? Because you didn't read your policy. Or you go to in certain situations to put in a claim, and you realize that now you've got to pay a lot more as a deductible than you thought, because it's a different kind of claim that you're claiming. So my whole point is, sometimes there are benefits in the policy that are there that they're not going to tell you about if you don't read it. And so many of us miss so many benefits of God in His Word because we don't read it. So if we don't read it, we don't know it. If we don't know it, we can't claim it. Do you know, with as much insurance as you can have on you or on your vehicles or on your property, your insurance agent is not going to call you every day, every week, or every month and say, listen, I'm just checking, is everything all right? I just want to make sure that you're covered for this, 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 and this. No, he's not going to do that. Listen, if you have an accident and you don't claim it, do you think you're going to get anything? Because it's your responsibility to do what? Press your claim. You're not going, you might be covered, you paying for it, but you're not going to get it unless you put in your claim. Well, I'm trying to help you understand. There are promises in the Word of God for you. There are plans for you. God knows the plans He has for your life. But my question is, do you know? He knows what He's got planned for your life. So when the enemy starts messing with you, you can't even rebuke him. You don't really know that this is not God's plan for you. You think that's your cross. Well, the Lord put this on me. No. No, the Lord didn't put that on you. Well, the Lord put sickness on me. No, the devil is a lie. The devil put sickness on you. That's why you can go to the Lord and rebuke that and get rid of that and fight that and don't give up on that, because that is not the way of God for you. Listen, the Lord may have permitted that, but it's for his purpose, for your good in the end. But you've got to know what the promises say so that you can access that and go to him. And we're going to deal with that in a whole nother lesson. But you're going to have to decree and declare some things based on what you know, not what you heard or feel. But God, you said in your word, and you won't be so clear in this chapter, in this verse, you're referencing. Just like when they quote the law in articles such and such and such, so and so and so, and they quote it so you'll know where it is. So that's where you've got to understand. You've got to research and expose the plan, the purpose, and the promises of God. So important. Now this word study, it literally means to dedicate time and attention to the acquiring of knowledge. So out of this, what is clear to me is that you must be astute. Now we break this down, you write this down, this is the study. Study to show thyself, Timothy 2 and 15. 2 Timothy 2 and 15. Now, study, you must be astute. What is astute? It means to be able to show or having the ability to assess a situation, listen, and turn it to your advantage. That's what being astute is. You see the situation and you assess the situation and you use that situation to your advantage. See, that's what the Word of God tells us to do. Romans chapter 15 verse 4 says, Wherefore, whatever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hope of what? Hope of having what the scripture says. Hope of having it do in our lives what it has done for somebody else. God's word has said he's no respecter of persons. So if he's no respecter of persons, if I line up with his word, his will, and his way, and do what he says just as someone has done in the word, then he's got to do by his own admission that he's not a man that he should lie, that he is God, the Lord, who changes not. Then that means he's got to do for me what he has done for someone else if I do what someone else has done for him. So I read this in the word, and here it is. If I'm astute, then I say, God, you have said, listen, what you did for the woman with the issue of blood, if I activate my faith and do what I'm supposed to do, you're supposed to do for me what you did for her. So I take this word and I turn it to my advantage. And so one of the reasons why, and I share with folk when the Bible says a certain man, a certain this, a certain. The reason why they don't spotlight the person is because they're trying to spotlight the principle. If you keep thinking about the person, then you think it was meant just for them when the principle was meant for you. And so when you become astute in the word, where you assess the situation and you say, wait a minute, let me turn this thing into my advantage. God, I believe what you've said. I'm standing on what you've said. I declare and decree what you said to come to pass in my life. You must be astute to be able to do that. And then secondly, you must be approved unto God. Meaning you're not looking for man's approval. It don't matter what man think about you, say about you, all the rest of that. You are doing what you're doing to be approved by God. You're pleasing God, not man. Every time I see you got your Bible, every time I see you got your head in the word, every time I see you, you this, that, and the other, I'm not looking for your approval. I'm looking for God's approval. I'm dedicating my time and attention to the study of the word of God because what I want comes from the word of God, not from you. And so because of that reality, I begin to recognize and realize that what God has for me as I study his word, when I am approved, listen, in this word, then I begin to see the manifestations of that word show up in my life. And then the last part of that says, rightly dividing the word. So the third word in study there that we're looking for is accurate. See, I must accurately be able to divide the word. And accurately means to precisely do what he says to do, to divide it right, meaning to get the right meaning out of it. Exegete the word. Get out, dig in, and pull out of the word what's in there. Not eisegete the word, put in there what's not in there. And a whole lot of us make the mistake of not rightly dividing the word because we are not taking the word and utilizing all of our study skills to look at the reference, look at its past, look at its present effect, look at its future tense, look at its potential effect by knowing the scripture, researching it, checking it out, seeing whether those things are so. Second part of working the word is resources and examples. Now, what are the resources and examples for? To understand his mind, his means, and his methods. You see, when I have the resources, and they're all found in the Word of God, and have examples there, again, it's for my learning. It's a diagram to show me how to do it. It's a pattern so that I can follow it. And so when you follow that pattern, then you learn, again, through the mind of God, his means. What does he have at his disposal? Can I give it to you in a word? Everything. He's got everything at his disposal. So if he has everything at his disposal, the Bible says, Psalm 24:1, the earth is the Lord's. And what? The fullness thereof. And it says the world and they that dwell therein. So there is nothing God does not have. There is nothing God cannot do. And so when I go to God, I need to go into that word and I need, through the resource of the word, discover my examples and use these people and use these principles as my example. So when I have an example before me, it shows me how it is to be done. So I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I don't have to try and discover some new way. I've already got an example before me, a pattern before me. All I've got to do is practice it. And so when you begin to realize that, I look for his mind. Let the mind that was in Christ Jesus be also in you. That's what I'm trying to find. That's what I'm trying to discover. What was Christ thinking? And it's in his word. My resource tells me that. What he thinks, how he feels, where he stands, all of that's in my resources. He's given me examples of what he does, of what he does for other folk, of how he does it. Those examples are already there so that we'll know what he's done once, he can do again. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So that word is relevant no matter to whom we are speaking, what generation we're in, as long as the earth remaineth. That word is real. And so when we begin to recognize that, we are able to take our resources and take our examples and begin to process his mind so that we can say, listen, nothing is too hard for God. He has the means to do everything. And then once we learn that, then we start learning his methods. You see, his methodology is different from ours. You ever notice God never gets in a hurry for nothing? Nothing ever shocks God. You got to realize when you look at God and you start to develop that trust factor, that confidence factor in God, the fact that he knows everything. And then when you know his word and how he operates, then you start realizing that nothing happens to you, comes to you, or tries you without his approval. And so when anytime anything happens to you, instead of you freaking out and getting all frustrated and flustered and acting like, God, let me tell you, because I know you don't know what just happened. You take the attitude, okay, God, well, since you allowed this, I know you have already pre-approved this with limitations, which means the devil can't put on me more than I can bear. So if you allowed me to go through it, that means I can take it. And if I can take it, that means I can make it. And if I can make it, you're going to set up a table for me when I come out of the valley and put on it everything me and my enemy won't, but they can't touch it. You're going to celebrate me when I come out of the valley, because thou art with me. I start realizing this and I start freaking out. I start saying, yay, we're getting ready to go through another situation that's going to take me up higher when I come out of this. So the devil then doesn't mess with you like that. He start finding other folk to go mess with, because it's like it's defeatist to him to mess with you, because you know how the end is going to be. You know in the end, hallelujah, somebody, we win. Which brings me to my third point in working of the word. And that's, you've got to resolve to execute the word. Resolve to execute. In other words, it don't make no bit of difference how much knowledge you acquire. Doesn't make a bit of difference how many examples God gives to you, both in scripture and in your own experiences, life experiences. If you don't make up your mind that I'm going to do what the word says do, then it profits me nothing. Look again at Joshua 1:8. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shalt make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Another way of saying good success is dropping one of the O's in good and have God success. God success means success that is experienced down here and continued over there. See, there are a lot of people successful over here that won't even make it to heaven. Their success stops when life stops or ends here. But the truly successful person has a continuation of success. In other words, all of his works do follow him. Revelation says that. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which dieth in the Lord. Yea, saith the Spirit, for they rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. That's God's success. That's God's success. What does that mean? That means that what I start over here as a good work and become successful here in God's way continues over there, and my true rewards are going to be in heaven. Listen, you can make it to heaven and have a home and be over there and have no rewards. But those who are truly successful in the things of God will have rewards here and rewards over there. That continues on so that God is pleased and you profit from it. Now, so you got to, again, resolve, make up your mind. Somebody say, make up your mind. No, say, make up my mind. Yeah, because I can't control you making up your mind, but I do control me making up my mind.